On your right is a white Greek Revival cottage that was built in the 1850s. It is bordered on two sides by a white picket fence and has a small yard featuring colorful flowers. This is the home of the Children's Museum, designed specifically for children 7 and under and their families. Kids are invited to swab the deck, move cargo, cook in the galley, dress in sailor's garb, try our sailor's bunks, and try their hand at fishing from our playboat. There is also a wide variety of books and puzzles to engage our youngest visitors. The building, known as the Edmondson House, was originally owned by textile worker John Edmondson, who was married to Catherine Greenman. The Greenman family owned this property in the 19th century and ran a successful shipyard and velvet dyeing mill along the banks of the Mystic River. On your left is another white picket fence, behind which stands our membership building. The first floor of the building is a lounge where our members can relax and get a cold drink in the summer and a hot drink in the winter. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a member, please stop in. Next to the membership building on the left is our playscape. There are three colorful wooden boats for children to play on. Directly across from the playscape is the Truergy Planetarium. The planetarium runs several educational programs for visitors. Depending on the season, you can enjoy full-dome movies, 30-minute interactive programs, or learn about celestial navigation. If you are interested in attending a show, step inside and ask for today's showtimes. Behind the playscape is the Thomas Greenman House. The first floor of the house is open to visitors. Walk in and see what a successful shipyard owner's home looked like in the mid-19th century. You'll see colorful wallpaper, delicately carved furniture, and even a display of colorful birds in one of the cabinets.